Okay, USC coach Clay Helton has joined us, and the Trojans are on the road at UCLA on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask coach a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that is star 1 to ask coach a question. Your first question comes from the line of Ben Block with Los Angeles Times.
Yeah, Coach, special teams play became a big issue at UCLA a couple of weeks ago against Oregon. And one of the questions we asked Chip was about having a dedicated special teams coach, and he said he didn't have one in part because he didn't know what they would do the rest of practice time. But I know that five Pac-12 teams have them, a dedicated special teams coach, yourselves included. So I'm wondering, what does your special teams coach do during the portion of practice when he's not doing the special teams?
Well, he actually helps us offensively run our defensive service team. You know, Coach Baxter has been a tight end coach, a wide receiver coach, as well as a running back coach in his career. And he helps me run the defensive service team, the look squad, to be able to give the appropriate look for us, as well as he and I, as we go through practice, recognize fundamental and techniques that, you know, from a ball security standpoint, from, you know, being able to make contact, same foot, same shoulder, hat placement angles. He's just looking for nothing but fundamental and technique in our individual drills. You know, part of being a special teams coach is all those fundamentals and techniques that you use on offense and defense also carry over to special teams. And I'm very fortunate to have what I feel is the best one in the country in John Baxter. And I'm so appreciative that he is here. He's done a tremendous job for us and does a lot also when he's not involved in the teams, helping me run the team, as well as being able to look for those fundamentals and technique and point them out so I can point them out to the team. It's always great to have an extra set of eyes.
So is it a little bit maybe deceiving to say he is a dedicated special teams, even though that that's his type?
No, he's our special teams coordinator, as well as he uses about six of the periods also to be able to actively train our punter and kickers in their technique also. You know, a place kicker or punter is like having a great golf swing, and if you're doing something fundamentally wrong, he's there dedicated to help them with their technique, you know. So but half the practice he either is working schematically with our special teams or fundamentally with our kickers, and then he comes over and helps me offensively. But yes, he is a dedicated special teams coach.
Great, thank you so much.
All righty.
Your next question comes from the line of David Wharton with Los Angeles Times.
Morning, Coach. You're getting a lot of LA Times guys right here. obviously, this is a tough season for both USC and UCLA. Do the records diminish the rivalry this year, or maybe do you think they in some ways make it more important because they give the players a little extra juice?
Well, I think this rivalry is so special, and it really doesn't matter about the records. We all live together. That's what makes it different to me. You know, you see rivalries around the country that either the teams are in the same state with different cities or sometimes they're in different states. But this one, we're all here in this great city of Los Angeles, and we're very fortunate to have two unbelievable academic institutions that love to compete against each other. Records really don't mean a lot. There's so much pride that to be able to compete for the victory bell and to be able to have that on your campus for 365 days. You know, that's what our seniors, when I think back at being with them over the last 3 years, that's what sticks out to me. You know, that first victory we all had together over UCLA probably earned me the job, and they've been very fortunate. We've been very fortunate to maintain the victory bell over the last 3 years, and for them to have the opportunity to go compete for it for a fourth year, man, that's a huge game and a huge opportunity. And our kids know that, and our younger kids want to do it for the seniors. And it's a very important game to not only our staff, our seniors, but all our players, as well as our fan base.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Kevin Dana with the Pac-12.com.
Coach, coming off that tough loss to Cal, does having UCLA be the next opponent kind of help wash out any potential hangover effect of having a tough loss since you have your rival?
Yeah. Well, what I've been so appreciative about this team, if you look at them, it doesn't matter which game that they've been in, and their preparation and their effort that they put forth in trying to win the game, it's been evident to me. I hate, like I told them, I hate that we're 5-5 right now. I'm so appreciative of how hard they have worked. We've come up short in a couple games that have kept us out of, you know, right now out of Pac-12 South contention. And that's usually how seasons go sometimes is, you know, those close games, 5 or 6 plays can make the difference in having a very good season or having a season that you look back on saying, you know what, we have to get these things corrected to be able to take the next step. And, you know, I've been very appreciative of our guys, the way they've approached it. And this one is. This one's special. You know, this one's a hair different when you talk about having the opportunity to play the Bruins, to play UCLA, to have, you know, kids know each other. You know, you think about there's 100, on average, 123 Pac-12 players signed a year from Fresno South. And a lot of them go to USC and UCLA. And so they all know each other. So there's a little bit of extra bonus there when you're talking about this game. So does it help you as a coach get their emotions up? Yeah, they're already – their juices will already be flowing.
Cool. Thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Stephen Herbert with CD News Service.
What's the best way to describe the season USC has had to date?
You know, it's one that I would say that there's some missed opportunities this season. You know, that would probably be the greatest thing that I could say. You know, I think back at like I said in the last question, you know, 5 or 6 plays in the Cal game and the Arizona State game, that if they go different, you're looking at a different season and being contending right now for the Pac-12 South in this game. And, you know, those are things that you try to educate your younger kids on so it never happens again. I really appreciate our senior leadership for what they have done over the past couple of weeks and how they continue to lead even this week. It's been some missed opportunities, I would say, would be the thing that I would say about it.
Thank you, Clay.
Thank you.
Again, to
any additional questions? Last questions for Coach. All right, hearing none. Clay, hey, appreciate your time today, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay.